here late. Wes playing the role of Tausch, I believe, in that equation.
That's my fault. I got it in with Wes, and that's on me. I'll wear that one, Jason.
You guys got after each other.
He is villainous.
Yeah, and he dropped the Zaza Pachulia on you. Quick question for the national radio host here.
Oh, boy.
Because this topic has basically been the topic du jour.
Sorry, I thought you were talking to me.
Yeah, no. Bullstream TV play-by-play announcer. And Muskego wins the state championship. Gabe, this is not how normal people do radio shows, right? Like, I think this is a great topic, and we've gotten great interaction. But there's not a lot of shows that go two hours and change on one topic.
That is correct, yeah. But again, that's what makes Wilde and Tausch, again, that's what makes you guys, you guys. We've gotten a lot of really good interaction, a lot of great angles, I think, from a lot of fans talking about their favorite team. And there's a lot, because of the passion of the fans, it's a conversation that you don't think would go 2+ hours, and yet here we are, starting hour 3 late because of the passion of the fans.
Yeah, let's get to one more call. Yeah, but I didn't get into things like this handshake line in this Waterford-Whitnall game last night. Did you see this?
I did not see this.
Miles
no.
Hero, yeah. Tyler's brother.
Is that the younger brother of Tyler Hero? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shoving a Waterford dude in the handshake line, a little melee ensues. Pesky.
Sectional semifinals. A lot going on around. We had buzzer beaters. Domovsky's kid held on for a victory last night for DePere. Sun Prairie East upsets undefeated Kettle Moraine, setting up a showdown with Wanakee. A Madison team going to the D1 state tournament no matter what. A lot going on last night. Big night.
And Prep Mania is there for all of it. Let's get to one more call. Because, frankly, Josh held on for a really long time. We appreciate that. Josh in Kenosha. Josh, good morning. Thanks for holding on, buddy. What do you got for us?
I don't mind holding on for you. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
So, first things first, shout out to Gabe for being awesome. We need more Gabe. And I love it when he's on the national broadcast. Second, snapbacks. Always forward, fitted hats, always backwards. Third.
Okay. All right.
I think Goody has a weird obsession with being young and with holding on to draft picks. I think he's missing out on a key piece that your draft picks can be used in multiple ways to make your team better. You can't be afraid to trade some of them for guys who are proven, who know what they're doing, who can bring basically an on-the-field coach presence to your young team. And it's mind-boggling. Now, you can take it with a grain of salt because I'm a Bears fan, but he has a good roster for the most part. You have a good team. I'll cut you some slack for last year because of the injuries. It's a big part of why people struggled. Staying on the field is a big reason why so many teams have success. And when you have guys at multiple positions who miss multiple games, that can really throw your game plan off. And on top of that, they're in a weird transition with a different running back who we all saw the struggles with not being able to run play action. True. So I don't understand the obsession with not getting a guy over 30, because let me tell you right now, you think if Mike Evans, for example, was available, you're telling me that guy, because he's, what, 34 or whatever, is not going to instantly make your team better? He's going to break Jerry Rice's record for consecutive seasons with 1,000-plus yards.
He's 31.
It would be mind-boggling if he would. Oh, he's 30. Okay.
He'll be 32 still, in August.
So a guy who's going to be 32 when the season starts, who's been nothing but a Hall of Famer already, you're telling me you wouldn't go get that guy? It's mind-boggling. It almost smells of incompetence, to be quite honest. And I don't want to call Goody incompetent, because he does have a hard job. But it just, how do you kind of cut off a big portion of what makes those championship teams great, which is that veteran leadership?
Yeah, I don't know, Josh. And thanks for the call. I don't know if there will be an exception during his tenure that we'll be able to point to and say, well, see, he finally did it for this reason. But I'm glad you brought up Mike Evans. Mike Evans has never not had 1,000 yards in a season.
It's outrageous.
He's played 11 years in the NFL. He's played for great Tampa Bay teams and not so great Tampa Bay teams. He got barely over 1,000 last year, 1,004 yards, but has never failed to reach 1,000 yards in a season.
Yeah, and last year was because he had some injury issues that he was dealing with, missed some games, so that's why he was barely able to get over that hump in the final game of the season. I don't know. If Mike Evans was a free agent, I have no idea if Goody would have been available, or if Goody would have been open to going and getting Mike Evans. I would lean towards no, because he was right. Obviously not in on Devontae Adams, so that would be my guess, is that he would not have been interested in Mike Evans, despite the unbelievable success he has had to start his career.
I agree with some of the points made there. There's a couple of things in the YouTube comments, and I want to get to a quick text or two before trivia. But since Zaza Pachulia made an appearance on the program, or at least his name did, we've got in the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube conversation bringing up Bucks that would have comps on the Packers roster.
Okay.
And I think it's actually really good. Jay says the Packers need a P.J. Tucker. I love that comp. A veteran who's been there, done that, that helps make your team better, has a clear niche on your team, and is important. Do the Bucks win the NBA
No.
Finals without him?
No.
No. I don't No. think so either. So, Jay, great job on that. And then Scott follows up with, who is the Bobby Portis comp for the Packers?
A lot of Bucks talk here.
It's a really good question.
Okay, who would the Bobby Portis comp
As Scott
comp
describes
be?
Him, the guy they need right now is that energy guy, a little grimy, high energy, does the dirty work.
To me, that's Tucker Kraft, is it not?
Yeah, but Tucker Kraft is a... And I got a tweet yesterday from someone telling Tausch and I to slow our roll on Tucker Kraft. Do we not learn our lesson from crowning people prematurely? And now we were crowning him yesterday, which is a fair critique of us, by the way.
And please see the Badgers are a Final Four team, 2024 and 2025.
Yeah, that's going well. I think
Tausch gets lost in the moment from time to time. It's why we love him.
It is part of his charm. I would argue that Tucker Kraft is probably going to end up being a higher caliber player than Bobby Portis. And I'm not dissing Bobby
good.
Portis when I say that.
Well, good, Jason, because, look, having the P.J. Tuckers is great, right? Like, the Bucks do not win the championship without P.J. Tucker. But honestly, and the Packers aren't going to be able to go out and get a Giannis Antetokounmpo, but they need a Chris Middleton. They need a Dame Lillard. They need stars, Jason. Like, the P.J. Tuckers only help you out if you already have the stars. The Packers don't have enough stars on this roster. They need people to grow into those stars, mm-hmm. or Goody needs to go get one. And, again, the free agent market didn't really have the stars that it did that he went out and got a year ago. So does that mean he trades for Trey Hendrickson? Again, I doubt it. But they do not have enough stars on this roster to be a Super Bowl contender. That's their biggest issue.
Jesse, what do we have on the... I can't believe we're doing this.
What are we doing?
This Bucks crossover thing. Like, we totally stumbled into it because of Wes, but
yeah.
I kind of love it.
Mm-hmm.
I got to be honest. And I don't think, speaking of Giannis, I don't think Jordan Love is Giannis at this point. Aaron Rodgers
no.
was Giannis.
Yeah, there is no
yes,
Giannis.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers was that guy. And look, you don't need a Giannis, but you need stars to win. Whatever sport you're playing, again, look at the Eagles up and down the roster. Loaded with studs, loaded with stars.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers have a lot of B players, and that's good. You need a lot of those guys. But now you need those Bs to graduate to As if you want to be a Super Bowl contender.
Jesse, let's do a couple of texts before trivia.
Charles in Brookfield, I'm very, very curious if the Packers are staying healthier and less players are getting injured since Brian Gutekunst has started going younger. Has the number of injuries changed? Jason?
Yeah, I think he's right. I think they've probably, if you did the math, I mean, look, Christian Watson missed a ton of games. Jair Alexander has missed a ton of games. There have certainly been players that have had injury issues. But probably on balance, they've had pretty good fortune. I don't have the data to back that up, Gabe, but I would say that probably having more young players means you have most likely less injuries because there's less wear and tear on the players that you have on your roster.
Especially along the offensive line. It's felt like the last couple of years they've been very healthy there.
Except for that David Bakhtiari fella.
Well, but wouldn't that be the...
Yeah.
Well, he's the 30-year-old that he would be the... Well, he's injured because he's old. Everybody else has been young the last couple of years, and they've been relatively healthy, notwithstanding the playoff game against the Eagles, which got really ugly.
One more here from Grant in Madison. Who is Goody's best draft pick so far? Jordan Love's not proven enough. He could still be a bust. The Packers are going to hover at the 7 seed until a change is made.
That's a really... Like, if we don't allow you to choose Jordan Love...
I mean, even if you do allow to pick Jordan Love...
I mean, it's probably Jair, right? It's probably Jair at this point.
Two-time, second-team All-Pro. But I think we forget how good he has been because of how things have played out the last 2 years.
Correct.
Elton Jenkins is in that
conversation. He would be on the list, yep.
I would say Zach Tom is in that conversation. We can just scroll right past the 2020 and 2021 drafts entirely.
Well, Isaiah McDuffie. Isaiah is not making the list.
He's not, with all due respect.
Second contract guy.
You know,
I mean, it's too early for the 2024 and 2023 guys.
Yeah,
right?
And we can't, like I just said about Tucker Kraft, we can't go crowning him yet. We just can't. So as much as they've accomplished and as much as they avoided the rebuilding process, I think Grant makes a fair point. I really do. I think that's very fair. And let's not forget that once upon a time, the 7th seed didn't exist. And we'd be looking at this team very differently had that not happened, because now they would have missed the playoffs each of the past 3 seasons. And I know that's an if and blah, blah, blah. But it's
and they would have been a Hard Knocks team. They would have been a Hard Knocks team, I guarantee it. Had they missed playoffs back-to-back years, they would have been on Hard Knocks last year.
Jesse, what's the trivia category and what caller would you like?
NCAA Tournament Flashback, with Selection Sunday coming up on Sunday. Looking back at last year's tournament to see how much everybody remembers is today's trivia category. How about caller number 10?
All right, caller 10 it is. 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We'll play trivia next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Mike, the wedding DJ. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. Thank you.
You and Jesse have lunch plans or never mind. All right. Let's. The category is NCAA Tournament Flashback as we get ready for Selection Sunday. Question number one, Mike, is this. The big fella, DJ Burns, helped lead which team to the Final Four as part
North
of a...
North Carolina State.
In the interest of expediting the process, correct. Gabe, you got question two.
C State's coach fired earlier this year despite going to the Final Four last year. Question number two. Which Ivy League school pulled off one of the biggest upsets of the tournament by defeating Auburn in the first round of the 2024 NCAA tournament? Was it Harvard, was it Yale, or was it Dartmouth?
Yale!
Wow,
Mike knows his stuff.
This is pretty good. Question three, Mike, and what could be the shortest edition of trivia in Wilde and Tausch history is this. Which of these teams won a game in the first four and the first round of the 2024 NCAA tournament before narrowly falling to the Marquette Golden Eagles in round two? Was that Boise State, Colorado, or Vanderbilt?
Colorado Buffalo.
Should have been end of show trivia.
A tour de force performance from Mike the Wedding DJ. Mike, you got all three right. You got four entries into the drawing, which is going to happen forthwith after the break when they kick off Whoa Nelly. Impressive, sir. I would have gotten NC State, maybe.
Can you name the four, not Mike, I know he knows, you guys, Jason and Gabe, can you name the four teams that were in the Final Four last year? Off the cuff right now, go.
NC State.
UConn.
UConn.
Purdue. Who was the other team?
Think local coach. Think of a coach from Wisconsin.
No,
Nate Obama? Nate Oates, where does he coach?
Yep, Bama. Okay. Alabama.
I had the coach, you had the school. Good teamwork. Mike, good job, buddy. We appreciate you.
Love you guys.
I love you guys.
All right, that is Wildy and Tausch trivia for today. Jesse and Gabe will take you home, starting with Whoa Nelly and followed by Feel Good Friday. Don't ask. Don't act
where
like you're surprised.
Where are you going?
We discussed this already. We got a gymnastics.
When you say we discussed this, maybe you guys discussed this. I may have found out like 45 minutes ago.
I appreciate you guys. You're such good teammates. Whoa Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
When you tell me I'm a wreck, you say that I'm a mess. How could you expect anything less?
It is Wildy and Tausch, ESPN Wisconsin. Wildy now gone, Tausch now gone. I'm your cousin sub of the day, Gabe Neitzel, along with Jesse Nelson.
Nelson
to close
and
out this Friday.
Neitzel and Nelson?
Yeah.
That's fun.
This is like a three-inning save. You know, it's not quite the end. You know, it's not quite the ninth inning, and it's kind of long. So it's like a three-inning save that they're asking us to close this out here, Jesse. And before we get to Whoa Nelly, we do need to draw the winner for this week's trivia. So that is your department. I will let you handle
it. It is. I wish you were here to be the celebrity guest that was able to draw from the cheese fry helmet of poker chips, but I have them here on camera so that we know that there's no nefarious activity taking place. I have drawn, and not far removed from victory, congratulations to Mike the Wedding DJ.
Oh, wow. Dominant performance in Friday's version of trivia, and he ends up a winner this week on Wildy and Tausch trivia. Let's go ahead and get to Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
If you had a Venn diagram and you were doing similarities and things that stand alone about the cities of Green Bay and Las Vegas, what would be in the middle?
They both have football teams.
Uh-huh.
I think that's about it.
Hmm.
Although I will say, because I was just in Vegas. I was in Vegas for the last 3 days for the WPGA event that they do out there every year. I am still shocked because Vegas has a lot of good restaurants, and we try to go to some of the more local ones when we're there. I am still shocked at the number of like chain restaurants that you can find on the Strip. Like that is just absolutely shocking to me, the amount of chain restaurants that still exist in Las Vegas, despite having all this other great restaurants and great food. The chain restaurants that exist is very shocking to me. So I would say that there's some chain restaurants they probably share in common, and they both have a football team. And that's about it.
At least one casino in each place.
Okay, I suppose. I forgot about Oneida up there. So, yeah, sure enough, you have the one casino.
Eric Stokes, the free agent who was signed by the Las Vegas Raiders, of course, formerly a number one first-round pick of the Green Bay Packers, had this to say at his introductory press conference yesterday with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Green Bay is different. I love Green Bay. I absolutely love Green Bay. But after about 10 o'clock, there's nothing else to eat in Green Bay. So I'm really excited for like the food options here that I can really show my big bag activities. And yeah, so I just can't wait.
Yeah, look, I mean, he's not the first guy to knock the restaurant scene in Green Bay on their way out of town. Ryan Longwell famously did it all those years ago, you know, talking about Applebee's. And while it has gotten better since Longwell, like, it's just, it doesn't live up to what Vegas has. It just doesn't. Like, it doesn't make sense for a lot of places in Green Bay to be open past 10 o'clock. It just doesn't make good economic business sense. I don't have a problem with what he said. We understand what Green Bay is. People who live in Green Bay understand what it is. You live there for a reason, and the food scene is not part of the reason you live in Green Bay. It's just not. It's not known for its culinary expertise.
There is at least one restaurant that, I don't know if they serve ice cream, so you know the policy around here, but might rhyme with Schmeihop, that is at least open 24 hours. I know that on one of the main streets there in Green Bay.
I don't know if that's what you're looking for, though. Right?
Eric Stokes in looking for pancakes at 11 p.m.?
I don't think so, but maybe he is. I mean, but if he was, maybe he sticks around. Maybe he does.
Did we want him to stick around?
For $4 million, I wouldn't have minded for him to stick around for depth purposes.
Okay.
Because he did play well in the last 8 games of last year, despite not famously having a pass breakup, right? And I know Huber likes to work that into just about every story he wrote. And, you know, even talking about defensive linemen who had batted down balls. You know, he was still taking shots at Stokes. So I wouldn't have minded that. But I will say this. You know, speaking of Vegas, so I was on with Q Myers, who you're going to be hearing in about 20 minutes here across ESPN Wisconsin, Joe and Q on ESPN Radio. Q also works in Las Vegas for Raider Nation Radio, and I was on his show earlier this week, and we were talking about basically the exchange of quarterbacks that the Packers and Raiders ended up having. He was really high on Nate Hobbs, and he said he is a really physical guy. So I feel like that's something the Packers have been missing at that position specifically, so I am looking forward to the physicality of Nate Hobbs when he gets on the field for the Green and Gold.
Whoa, Nelly!
Look at you, Mr. National Connection, dropping some insight there. We like that.
Q's my guy.
Then Gabe Neitzel, national ESPN radio host. What are your thoughts on the Dallas Cowboys feud ensuing now? For those who missed it, DeMarcus Lawrence spent 11 seasons in Dallas with the Cowboys, edge rusher. He has now signed a new deal with the Seattle Seahawks. And he said at his introductory press conference this week, quote, "A change in scenery is always good, but Dallas is my home. I made my home there. My family lives there. I'm forever going to be there, but I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So, yeah, we're here." Micah Parsons didn't enjoy that very much, and they've gone back and forth on social media about it.
I understand both sides of this, right? Because here's the thing. DeMarcus Lawrence is 100% right. Like, he wasn't going to win a Super Bowl in Dallas. Look at that roster. Like, it's just been so incredibly mismanaged, and Jerry just decides to handle every contract negotiation wrong by waiting to the last minute. The longer you wait for better players, the more expensive it becomes. You want to get out in front of those things as quickly as possible. Kind of like, I don't know, the Kansas City Chiefs did when they signed, you know, their quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, to the biggest deal ever, $450 million. Now, compared to every other quarterback, I don't think he's even in the top 10 in terms of annual average salary. And he's the best quarterback in the league, Patrick Mahomes. So you get out in front of those things in order to avoid having to pay more. Jerry just hasn't been able to do that. That roster's a mess. Lawrence is getting older. Yeah, the Cowboys aren't winning a championship anytime soon. They haven't even been to an NFC championship game in 30 bleeping years. So yeah, DeMarcus Lawrence is 100% right. And look, Micah Parsons is a vocal guy. He's got his own podcast. So, of course, he's got to stick up for his team. And deep down, he probably even knows Lawrence is right, but he's just got to stick up for his team. So I understand the back and forth. But DeMarcus Lawrence is the one who's 100% correct here. The Cowboys ain't winning anything anytime soon.
How long do you think DeMarcus Lawrence was hanging on to saying that? And now that he's like finally free out of Dallas, he gets to just let it loose first press conference.
My guess is after they lost to the Packers, he probably went, okay, there's some bigger issues here. Because the Cowboys, again, that regular season, the Cowboys were the number 2 seed. And they were favored by quite a bit against the Packers, and then it just all fell apart.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, 2 more questions here for you, Gabe. First of all, This is conference tournament weekend. One of my buddies says this is the weekend. We usually go to Dubuque, Iowa. We go tear up downtown Dubuque for the NCAA tournament opening weekend. It's big grand time.
You guys hit up Mystique down there? What are you guys going?
We bounce all around down. We added a bar crawl experience last year to Saturday when there's only the one standalone game. But otherwise, a couple of good spots in downtown Dubuque we like to hit up for the sports books. My friend John always says we shouldn't go for the opening round of the NCAA tournament, though. We should go conference tournament weekend. That's the better college basketball viewing experience weekend if you want to bet all the games. If you're going over to Pottawatomie Sportsbook, where Wildy and Tausch was yesterday, you think the better weekend for the college basketball fan to post up 3 or 4 days consecutively, just consuming basketball and living in the moment, experiencing those games and trying to win some cash? Conference tournament weekend or opening weekend of the big tournament next week?
Opening weekend of the big tournament next week. And I love conference tournament. Like, there is something comforting, especially like this Friday. Not necessarily yesterday, because you have a lot of teams that have byes, and you know, like a lot of the teams in the Big Ten aren't starting their run until today. But today, with, you know, again, the quarterfinals in the Big Ten, semifinals, a lot of other places, like, today is a really good day. But it's not appointment viewing for me. Like, I'm comforted by the fact that once I'm done with this show today, I'm going to be able to flip around channels. I'm going to be able to find some sort of college basketball. But it's not must-see TV. I've got other things I got to take care of today. I've just been on a trip, got to do some things at home. Guess what? Next Thursday and Friday, like, it's just blocked off. Like, it is. Like, I'm not going to miss it, because these games, while fun, don't have the ultimate consequence of if you lose, your season is over. That's what we have next week. And next week, again, despite how fun the conference tournaments can be, I'm a big advocate, it's still not the NCAA tournaments. It just absolutely isn't. It's like trying to say the last week of the regular season in the NFL when teams are vying for playoff position is somehow better than the playoffs. It ain't. Because the playoffs are always going to be better, because it's win or you're done.
Whoa, Nelly!
Thank you for being on my side of that, so that we don't start changing all of our plans every
No, you can't. No, I mean...
Year.
Yeah. Going to Dubuque? I mean, first of all, you're going to Dubuque, all right? Like, you're going to Dubuque.
Time.
Like, it's not like a destination place. As somebody who has spent a lot of time in Dubuque, because I went to Platteville. Like, trust me, like, there's nothing in Dubuque. It's not a destination.
Good bars downtown and a little River City. It's a nice spot.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys are going to have a great time hitting up the Chili's for dinner. But, like...
Open after 10 p.m.
If you're going to Dubuque, at least if you're... Oh, yeah, we go there for the NCAA tournament. Like, you would be embarrassed to tell people, oh, yeah, we go to Dubuque every year. Oh, what do you go there for? Oh, we go there for conference tournament weekend? Like, no! Like, you would be embarrassed to say that out loud. And you should be embarrassed to say that out loud. So you cannot change that. It is around the NCAA tournament. It is not for conference tournament weekend.
Whoa, Nelly!
Last one, got a text from my brother-in-law this morning. I actually brought this up to Jason off-air. He said, you should ask Gabe about that. I wonder what his thought is on it. So we have an expression around here Tausch invented, IPT, in poor taste.
In poor taste.
Is it IPT, this is from my brother-in-law Nick, to wish your coworkers happy birthday if they don't like it because they're older? So he wished happy birthday to somebody today, and he thought he was being very nice, say, oh, happy birthday, and brought stuff in, made a big deal out of it, and it turns out his coworker wasn't really a big fan of that because he or she is a little bit on the older side and doesn't like celebrating the birthdays as much as maybe he or she once did.
So I have never really been, in my adult life, you know, because every kid, you know, when you're a kid, you're all about your birthday, right? I feel like as an adult, you should grow out of that. Now, if somebody wishes me a happy birthday, like, I'm not mad that you wish me a happy birthday, and I'm not mad because, like, I know I'm getting older. It's part of just life in general. Like, you're going to be older, and it's just part of what it is. When it was my birthday, Greg Matzik, teammate here at ESPN Milwaukee and WTMJ, had sent me a text saying, I would never wish you a happy birthday because I know you don't like being wished a happy birthday. So that was, like, his way around it of not saying it but kind of saying it. But, I mean, if you say happy birthday to someone... I don't know. Why was your brother-in-law the one who was responsible for bringing stuff into the office? That's what I want to know.
Idea what the dynamic is there.
Yeah, that's the weird part to me. Because if you just say happy birthday to someone, like, I say thank you and I move on with my day. Because my birthday, it's just not, you know, it's not that big of a deal to me. It's just another day, and we can proceed accordingly. But bringing in a bunch of stuff for somebody who doesn't want their birthday celebrated, that to me is in poor taste. And I will say this as somebody who forced Homer to celebrate his 60th birthday 10 years ago. We threw a surprise party for Homer 10 years ago to celebrate his 60th, which his wife was thrilled about because she promised him she would not throw him a party. So she was thrilled that we were throwing him a party. So I feel by making Homer's wife happy, like that superseded the misery that Homer had for celebrating his birthday. We all love Homer's wife.
I think if it brings other people joy to celebrate your birthday, everybody has one. It's not like you're trying to hide the fact you don't have a birthday. Like, it happens at some point. If it brings other people joy, lighten up a little bit. They don't have to make the biggest deal out of it, but if someone says happy birthday, don't be like, ah.
Yeah.
Like, say, yeah, thank exactly. You. Yeah.
Now, again, to me, the line that was crossed was bringing stuff in to celebrate the birthday. If you don't want your birthday celebrated, like, that's your right. It's your birthday. You don't want it to be celebrated. That's fine. If somebody says happy birthday, you just say thank you and move on. Greg on the Carbless Talk and Text line here in Milwaukee, I think, missed the point, saying, Gabe, there isn't a Chili's in DBQ. and he also says he lives 15 minutes west of DBQ. I hope you have a good time, Jesse. Look, Greg, I was just making a joke.
You're insulting Greg's big city community there.
I was bustling metropolis. If it's 15 minutes west of Dubuque, like, okay, you're pretty close to where I went to college then.
Because Platteville
is only, he's 15 minutes west of Dubuque, but I was, you know, 20 minutes east of Dubuque for about a four-year period in the late 2000s.
We learned last year, every year we're in Dubuque and we, like, catch an Uber, we're talking to a local, we say something about, they have this aquarium right on the Mississippi River, and we always say, it's right next to the casino, we're like, oh, we've always wanted to stop into the aquarium. Every single person said, it's actually really nice. Every single person, that is the exact phrase they'll say, it's actually really nice.
So I haven't been to Platteville in a long time. So I haven't been to that part of the, you know, states or country, if you cross, obviously, to Dubuque. Is the Diamond Joe Riverboat Casino still there?
It is not a riverboat, but it is an establishment on land now.
Okay.
Yes.
That's disappointing.
No.
I miss the riverboat.
That's what I hear.
It was weird, but it was kind of cool. All right, we do have to get to our Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. We do that next on Wildy and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the weight, try to live up to the say I am.
Quickly getting to Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints here on Wildy and Tausch. Before we do that, Jason from Waukesha also saying DBQ, quite the spot for a nice weekend getaway. Great food and breweries, and the aquarium is really nice. So
here.
You go, Jesse. There you go. Another person stepping up for Dubuque as a great weekend getaway. My Feel Good Friday, maybe it's a little bit of a pat on the back to us here at Good Karma Brands, but I was pleasantly surprised when I saw a press release hit my inbox when I was in Vegas earlier this week. I think part of the issue for Major League Baseball has been access to fans. And with this whole mess that's been going on with FanDuel TV and all these different things, where can you find games? The Brewers reached out to Good Karma Brands and we helped them out, getting them the best deal. But the Brewers are going to be airing 10 games over the air live television here in Milwaukee. It is going to be on Fox 6. News Channel 3 in Madison going to be carrying those 10 games, including the Brewers' home opener later this month, just a little over 2 weeks away. So that's just a big win for Brewers fans. Jesse, and I know you're a big Brewers fan. Just having access to games and having that with 10 games over the air, and after opening the Brewers' home opener, it's all going to be Tuesday games, is just a really good thing for Brewers fans that they now have access to games that maybe they don't, because more and more people have been cutting the cord and don't have access to FanDuel TV or Bally or Fox Sports and all the different iterations that has been. But that's really good for Brewers fans.
It seems like something so simple, but yet we've taken it for granted, especially over the last few years when it's been more prominent. So yes, the fact that our company has a part in playing so that we can have the Brewers more available to the fans around the state is awesome. So I'm right there with you on that one. I also wanted to give a shout out to Michelle Smallman, who joined Wildy and Tausch this week from Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. This morning, she announced she's running in the New York City Marathon on behalf of the V Foundation, of course, for cancer research with ESPN. You hear all about the V Foundation year-round. And they set out at the start of Unsportsmanlike this morning, Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, to raise $3,750 before the end of their show today to help Michelle's run for the cure for the New York City Marathon. They went over $4,000 in those 4 hours that they were on the air. So very well done by the fans of Unsportsmanlike. Weekday mornings, 5 a.m. It starts on ESPN Wisconsin and on ESPN Radio all around the country.
That'll do it for us here on Wildy and Tausch. Joe and Q coming your way next. It's on ESPN Wisconsin.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.